AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning Iran not to play the U.S. as he heads for negotiations aimed at ending the war. President Trump has tasked Vance, who has seemed to be the most reluctant defender of the six-week-old conflict, to now find a resolution. Vance has long been skeptical of foreign military interventions. The vice president set off Friday to lead mediated talks with Iran in Pakistan. Vance says he's looking forward to the negotiations and thinks they will be positive. Kuwait is blaming Iran for drone attacks as President Trump questions the ceasefire.
Gulf state Kuwait has accused Iran of launching drone attacks despite the ceasefire in the Iran war. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has denied the claim. The Kuwaiti statement comes as President Donald Trump has cast doubt on the effectiveness of the two-week ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered a potential boost to peace efforts by approving direct talks with Lebanon. The government in Beirut has not yet responded. Talks between the US and Iran have been expected this weekend in Islamabad, Pakistan. I'm Charles de Letesma.
A Frontier Airlines jet nearly collided with two trucks that crossed in front of it Wednesday night at Los Angeles International Airport. But unlike last month's deadly crash in New York while a plane was landing, this incident happened on a taxiway where the plane was moving slowly. No one was hurt. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 3.3% in March from a year earlier. That's up sharply from just a 2.4% increase in February. It's the biggest yearly increase since May of 2024. On a monthly basis, prices rose nearly 1 point in March from February. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the Trump administration is proposing to weaken rules for handling coal ash.
I call it beautiful, clean coal. I tell my people never use the word coal unless you put beautiful, clean before it.
President Trump's often said that, but coal-fired power plants produce an ash containing heavy metals, such as mercury and lead, and if not stored properly, it can contaminate groundwater. The Biden administration strengthened rules on the handling of coal ash, but now the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to gut them, part of the Trump administration's effort to provide regulatory relief to the fossil fuel industry and reverse the decline of U.S. coal. In Trump's view,
we're going to unleash it and make America rich and powerful again.
Environmental groups and community advocates warn the overhaul would expose more people living near coal plants to industrial toxic waste. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.